Listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Tasty Nation, what time it is? Y'all know what it is. A Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Sports Podcast, Eddie Greer III, apologize for that. I hear this music, and I think about the other podcasts. I know I do this almost every other time here. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas. Happy Thursday again. When y'all listen to this, it will be the weekend, Friday, November 3rd, 2023. I am recording this during the Titans-Steelers Thursday night football game. We were supposed to have a special guest, but we got stood up once again, of course, right? But so that has lit a fire under... Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to go ahead and say that. Yeah, that's infuriating. They take the time to reach out, guests like that, have a big football game, and yeah, it is what it is. So we're going to move on. You stooge, you lose. But that mess up by our potential guests will allow the volleyball team to get the attention here on this podcast, as it should. As by the time this podcast comes out, game one should be in the books between KU, 14th ranked KU, in Lawrence, K-State, Jason Mansfield, looking to keep things going. And yeah, this is going to be a little shorter than planned anyway. So there's that. So K-State, huge game, two games now. 6:30 in game one. Well, it's going to be moot point because when it comes out, well, actually, hold on. This will come before that game. So 6:30. Yeah, I'm all discombobulated because that's what happens when a domino, it gets not in the right spot. But 6:30 game one, and then 3:00 for game two Saturday there. K-State, three state major upsets, looking to add a fourth to the resume there as well. Look, the Cats, 4-2 against ranked opponents this year so far. And they received 11 votes in the latest AVCA Top 25 poll. So, hey, another win like this, I know they got to go hostile territory to take on the Jayhawks, right? But this team has shown the resiliency need. Hey, we can play anybody in the country, and I've said this over and over on the podcast, right? So, I'm looking forward to it. Well, I won't be able to watch it because I'll be in Kansas City tomorrow and Saturday, but I'll follow it the best way I can here, and we'll have reaction to it across the board. Huge weekend for K-State sports. As the volleyball team in action here. Let me see if I can right the ship here and get back on the main screen here for you guys here. So you have volleyball Friday, Saturday, and you have the football team in Texas. I'll get my prediction here in a little bit. Tomorrow, when this podcast comes out, before that, Jeff Mitty, Ayoka Lee back on the court and Cup and Friends, sitting on Pitt State in a preseason game there. And Rowing, we're going to give him a little shout out. Yeah, since our special guest decided to not call and not let me know anything else, Rowing is going to get a spotlight here as well. K-State Rowing going, oh boy, look at that. Jayhawk Jim Marie, Saturday. Ooh. EG3 Saturday, part one, Yeti Endurance Challenge, 5K. Okay. Then hopefully, well, I already told a couple of friends this. We'll have to see how it all shakes out there. Maybe not. I can get over there. Well, I'll be over in KC, but I know there is a spot. Our future special guest put it out there on Twitter. We'll see. I'm kind of be on a tightrope. I'm kind of on an itinerary today and Saturday, for that matter, given the current condensed schedule. But we'll see how we'll see, because you, I know how these after post race goes and all that. We stay there till like 1 o'clock and whatever. I got things to do, but Texas, we have an opportunity to show them up. Speaking of getting showed up, we have a chance to show them up in Austin tomorrow. Well, not to, well, when it is, it will be tomorrow. So let's just go ahead and say it tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And then afterwards, or a little bit after, you have K-State game two, KU to wrap up that. And of course, Sunday rounds out yours truly, Yeti Endurance part two in at Longview Lake. Final preparation race right here. It will be an it is a half marathon, quote unquote. Yes, you can laugh at me now. Training run. And look, going back to KC Garmin half, that was what I needed to do. Executed what I needed to do. And yeah, if Courtney doesn't veer off and take care of business, a little bit of business there, I would have stuck with her, to be totally honest with you. But the way I was feeling, the way I was coming up through there, all of a sudden, up to the front where Courtney was just leading the pack all day, or I should say all day, all morning long, it was awesome. It was awesome, and I'm going to get to that on a separate, that's going to be a whole episode right there. I'm looking forward to get you guys caught up as soon as the endurance weekend comes to a close. It'll be either Sunday night or Monday ahead of the basketball game, K-State in Vegas taking on USC, which we'll end that right there, because after my half marathon, my last training run, that's it. It's all, well, I'm in tapering mode right now. But after that, try to get through this weekend, and then, yeah, man, it's game on from there. We'll see. But this is the most I've been excited about a marathon in a long time. I know I did not say this before Grandma's. Did not say that then. I didn't say it before Dallas either. Well, I kind of a little bit, but I didn't know what to expect there. But I feel like this has been trending in that direction, and I can be even more excited to get down. But there's a lot more to come on that front there. And then, of course, we'll end that Drum Tang, Gasan, Kaluma, Taylor Perry and Company, taking on USC Trojans, Vegas on Monday. And what I thought about this, usually have our reaction on Monday. Well, Alex Aiden has his reaction. We are continuing in-depth action. Reaction to the football. This episode has already been off the rails ever since 9:15, ever since the no-show. But we have to move on, because I got other things to do. I got everything. Mostly the checklist is done. I got things to do. I can't be waiting around and getting no-showed. So, so I'm sorry, BSA Nation. I'm a little ticked, but it is what it is. But you know how I am about that kind of stuff. I don't tolerate that kind of stuff. On here, I'm trying to keep this PG-13 without saying cuss words on here, but. Yeah, so USC K-State, that is a 9 Central. So, yeah, that's why I decided, you know what, let's just push that back Tuesday there, and we're going to have a two-part episode, reaction to Texas. And I might do, let's see, Sundays, cook chili cook-off here. We'll see. The weekend's already packed as it is. We'll see, but. Yeah, we'll see how our Sunday night goes. I think I can get it in Sunday night there as well, so I can have full access to the basketball game and not worry about recording anything else like that. So that's what's up with yours truly in K-State Athletics, folks, for the weekend. Yeah, you can tell, jam-packed weekend. Of course, next weekend, nothing for EG3. That's me, Eddie Greer III, host of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State. So, which is going to be weird, but it had to be necessary, because I did not want to race before the big race. So that was right there where I want planned. No racing. Time to get your head right, and let's get this thing popping.
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Back here on this weekend edition, which should have been a part two, but instead We don't get a heads up. We don't get a notice. We don't get none of that here on this podcast, Pro Project Podcast. We are part of the K-State Family Podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Thursday evening. When this podcast rolls out, it will be Friday. So, and when this podcast comes out, I'll be en route to KC there to pick up stuff and to get settled in for the weekend. They're up there getting ready for the running challenge up there. So, and everything else in between. This is going to be a solid weekend. But yeah, K-State football. Now, we're going to do this my way. So, K-State Texas here, going to get my look. I'll get to that in a second. But look, K-State, you know what you got to do here. Last four games, Texas first, Saturday. Top 25 matchup on the bowl, by the way. You haven't beaten Texas in, what, 6 years? Seven out of his last eight. Then Baylor next week here, which I'll be at that game after missing Houston, which last time K-State was on the field, put the clamps down on Houston, a goose egg for them, which was for the second time in his coaching career, Dan Horgeson got the goose egg on him. So there's that. Baylor next week, I'll be there for that one. There's no time. Is there a time set for that? Nope. Nope, no, there's not. KU, that's going to be a hard-ass game. Now, KU in the thick of it still. And, of course, Iowa State Farmageddon, the final game on the final weekend of November. So, there you go, folks. Texas, KU for sure. They're going to be tough games. No questions asked in front of a crowded Big 12 standings, right? So, we call it, in terms, everyone's going to call it Separation Saturday. I know Alex made fun of me for stealing Coleman Mix line, right? But hey, it's true, man. Look, Oklahoma, thank you, KU, for at least for one episode in this podcast. I'm not sold either about OU, but that loss by Oklahoma opened the floodgates. Look, Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma State, K-State, Iowa State are all 5-4-1 in the conference. OU and Texas, 7-1. Oklahoma State, K-State, these two teams, of course, OSU has a tiebreaker over us, 6-2 overall, then Iowa State sitting there at 5-3, and then KU sitting there with two losses already. So if K-State loses this game, yeah, you're going to need to rely on a whole lot of help there as well. That's why you need this game, and you have to have this game. This is the season right here. This is the season right here. You lose, there's no way there. You're going to have to figure out the maze to get back to where you were and hope for some hella luck. Look, last year, we lost to Texas at home. Texas jumped us in the first half. And then all of a sudden, K-State started to slow people down, score. It came on the last possession like it usually does between these two teams, and Texas stopped us from getting any closer to, because look, Adrian, we were going in for it was for the tying touchdown. We were moving the ball, and they stopped us right at midfield. I watched it. I was there. That was a frustrating game, very frustrating game there at that particular point. So, look, Will Howard said in his little presser this week that I don't want to feel that losing feeling down there again. Well, you got to play like the 2022 Will Howard. And if you can do that, you give yourself a hell of a lot of opportunity to win the football game there. But if you don't, you play like you did early in the season, play inconsistency, turn the ball over, you're not going to win this game. You have to not turn the ball over. That's number one. Right, to not turn the ball over, give Texas free positions, including you're going up against a freshman quarterback on the other side, Malik Murphy. So, look, they still have weapons, but you have a freshman quarterback back over there. So, look, you cannot give them extra possessions. That's turnable. You have to win them. You have to win a turnover battle. That's number one, to win the turnover battle, and yeah, and stay close, stay tight. Stay right on their ass, right? I'm in that mood now. Stay on our ass. Do what you need to do. And number one, limit turnovers, preferably none across the board, and turn Texas over. I think if you can get an extra couple of possessions here and there and your offense can do something with it, touchdowns, not a little last field goals, you have an opportunity to upset number 7 on the road and put yourself in prime position. You control your own destiny if you win this game. So everything's still right out there. But if you lose this game, you're done. We're done. That's it. Look, you're done. That's it. Number 2, you have to have a fast start. You cannot go off to a slow start. I had it last year. Look, Texas got to jump on you. And that's why we lost that game, because they jumped on you. First couple of scores, Coach Stark over there knows how script plays, and then the second quarter got out of hand fast. And then, yeah, that was the difference of the game. In case they started to play in the second half at home, you cannot do that. Start off fast, take this crowd of the game. And I like what Threemall said again on that pod. I haven't listened to that pregame pod. Well, I'll listen to that tomorrow. Okay, I got a busy Friday ahead of me. That look. You got to take the crowd of the game. And, Texas, they got some fans over there down there. But, yeah, you go up on them, they come uninterested. That was a good – that's the part I took out of that episode right there. You have to take them out of the ball game. Pretty simple like that for them. And, look, case in the third thing, look, I'll leave it like this. EG, 3 keys. Third one, right, you got to put the freshman quarterback. Really, yeah, slow on Jonathan Brooks first off. Make Murphy throw the football. They got some talent. Look, we all know Xavier Worthy and a couple of their good-looking tight ends, right? But look, in a knock it on K-State for the last, few weeks is we play backup quarterbacks, right? All right, so for the last, 2 weeks or 2 games, well, actually 3 games, going all the way back to Texas Tech, when we beat them 38-21, we faced their third-string quarterback. TCU played their, second-string quarterback. And last week, Donovan Smith, right? He's not a starter. He's not a backup. He's a actual starter who started for Tech a year ago. So, look, hey, you gotta do what you got to do. You can't just say, hey, the cards have been dealt with, folks. The cards have been dealt with. You got to go out there and – yeah, you got to go out there and play. You can't just wait on their starting quarterback or whoever. Whatever cards you dealt with for that particular week, yeah, you just got to deal with them. And that's what K-State's done. They dealt with them, and hey, look, they taking care of business. Now, this is about, I think, look, KU, I know I'm trying not to look too far ahead in that. That's going to be a really hard game and with different circumstances, right? Excuse me. But look, before we even get to Baylor, they got to take care of Texas. Fox will have this game. Big noon kickoff. We're all over it. K-State defensively, you have to put Murphy in difficult situations. That is my third key to this football game, right? EG3 keys here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer III. We're supposed to have crossover, but we got something else or whatever it was. So you got me all fired up for this game. So let's just put it like that. But look, hey, you gotta put Malik Murphy in that situation. And I'm gonna combine that with slowing down Jonathan Brooks. You cannot let him go off. You cannot let these backs for Texas go off. You just can't do it. Obviously, Bijan last year went off in the first half. You just cannot let other guys go off on you. You need to try to slow him down. You have to slow Brooks down. Stop the run. Hey, look. It's strength on strength, man. It is strength on strength. Take K-State, top 15 in run defense. I think Texas is somewhere in there, top 15 in running offense in the country. Strength on strength, baby. Yeah, it's mano y mano. You have to take down their best and get and put the freshman quarterback. And, yes, you got legs on him. He got legs on him for sure, this freshman quarterback, Malik Murphy. Got legs on him. So, again, you're facing a dual threat quarterback like last week with Donovan Smith, right? So, I think, let's see, they faced a Murphy-like quarterback with UCF not too long ago there as well. And that's it. So, you're going to have to slow them down. That's my keys to the game. Look, let's see if I remember correctly here. Yes, defensively, yeah. Offensively, you got to get off to a fast start. And You have to make plays. That's basically the bottom line here. Look, my individual matchups here, Offensively, look, Will Howard, he's got to play his ass off to give KC an opportunity to win this game. And, look, you got to have playmakers, right? Somebody, and I mentioned this early on in this podcast, somebody in this mix might have to step up other than Phillip Brooks. I know Phillip Brooks, he's had his lapses at Oklahoma State, but he's been your most reliable receiver. And Benson did not play much last week, so I expect him to be full goal. I'm looking at these tight ends for our squad, K-State. I mean, all of Texas, Texas got some good-ass tight ends, but we got some damn good tight ends as well. Ben Sennett, Garrett Oakley. I like Will Howard. Throw to them guys as well. Get some plays out of them, and maybe you can squeeze a big play from Jane Jackson or Jace Brown. There we go. There as well, so... There you go. You have. Oh, yeah. Turnover. There you go. Turnover is number one. Fast start, number two. You got slow to run in number three. There you go. I was going to come up on it sooner or later. We're going to take our final breaker right now.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Approaching the top of the hour here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. This is part two, Texas K-State. Down in Austin, Saturday, when this pod rolls out, it'll be tomorrow morning to kick off a huge separation Saturday in the Big 12. When all this goes down, by the end of the night, this picture, it might come clearer of who's going to go the road to Arlington. Right, K-State, the defending Big 12 champions, have an opportunity to go down to Austin and do what they need to do down there and stun the Longhorns. But you got to do those three things. Like I said, you got to turn Texas over. You can't turn the ball over. Do not do that. And we've seen that on the road a couple of times. Missouri, remember that. You can't, Will Howard, you can't turn the football over. Turn them over, right? Number two, fast start. Find a way. Get yourself locked in. Well, you better be locked in already, but take the crowd out of the game. Start off fast. Execute, and execute often. And number three, on the defensive side of the ball, you got to put Malik Murphy in difficult third down situations. And on top of that, we're going to slash it with, hey, slow down the run game. Brooks, slow him down. They got some talented backs. Take him out. Take them out of the game. Make Murphy beat you by throwing the football. And you can win this ball game. All right, so folks, now time to get finally to predictions here for a wrap this thing up here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State in the week. Look, I just need the reasons. K-State has not won. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I know I said this back in a previous episode this week of the pod, which, well, by the way, if you're new to the podcast, if you have not checked out the latest episodes from the week this week through the end of October to the first couple days of November, please go back and check those out wherever. We are free and available. The Pro Project Podcast, we are free and available wherever you get listen to your favorite podcast. Yes. So you do those things, you win the game. But I'm not going to sit here, man, as much as I want to put, I do, look, Texas, when they're on, right? So, but, yeah, this was Quentin Ewers. We're facing him. We'd be deep shit, but look, the secondary played well, but again, they can get tested. Will they get tested? We'll have to see, but you just never know about these things. Look, I think this game, way it's shaping up. Look, I know when you look at Texas roster, Steve Sarkisian, Chris Klieman, our guys. maybe I might as well just go reverse psychology. my heart says K-State, but my head says Texas in this game. But my heart, purple baby. We're just gonna roll with it here. It's gonna come down to one possession game. For whatever reason, these two teams, it comes down to the last possession of this football game. I think, yeah, Alex is right. Alex is spot on. These two teams, they're evenly matched. Look, yes, Texas might have the talent to roster than us, but look, if K-State plays K-State football, they got a chance to upset them, right? But I got to go with the head here, and hopefully Saturday, the heart will overcome that here. Let's see, score. I'm going to go here. My goodness. One score game. I'm going to go low in the 20s here. I got Texas 27. K-State, K-State 23. I don't see this game being any more than one score affair here in this one. So we'll see. Hopefully K-State can prove me wrong here and we can go down there and snack the rug right off the Texas Longhorns in this one. But all across the board, it's going to be a huge weekend for football here as I finally got the Big 12. I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again here. Actually, I've been recording this following. Speaking of Texas Tech, they beat TCU a few moments ago, 35-28. So one Big 12 game is in the books there. And now setting up the stage for a showdown Saturday in the Big 12. 2:30 slot. Bedlam, Oklahoma, ninth in the country. Oklahoma State, 22 in the country. That's, again, 2-4-1 team. So we're going to, again, the picture is going to be a little bit clearer after 6 o'clock when Iowa State plays KU. The rest of it, Houston, Baylor, UCF, Cincinnati, those are all with Oklahoma State, right? 2:30 slots. And then the two night games, KU, Iowa State, Kansas coming in over there, up in Ames. And Iowa State is in that mix. 21st in the country, KU. BYU, West Virginia had the same records overall. That's a 5-3 record there. That's a 6 o'clock Fox there as well. So, yeah, Texas, 4-point favorite there is, with my prediction, they cover. So we'll stay with that for the time being. And hopefully K-State can go down there and find a way to finally knock off Texas in Austin. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. Eddie Greer, that is going to win. We're going to weigh the checkered flag on this week. Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly edition, again, with the K-State USC tilt on basketball Monday night. We're going to have to push the reaction show back to Tuesday. I haven't gotten confirmation yet, as I'm sitting here about to take us to our music into the weekend here, so I should be able to get that at some point tomorrow there as well. But K-State Nation, enjoy Wildcat weekend, volleyball on the road, football on the road, and basketball here at home. The women's game tomorrow night. If you're in the area, you want to check it out, go support your women's basketball team. And Jeff Mitty, as he begins his 10th season. Yes, I said 10th season at here in a little about crazy stuff. But for right now, it's going to do it. Appreciate y'all once again for bearing with me on a little change of pace to the podcast. And man, this was fun. Fun one. Hopefully it's going to be a fun weekend of K-State sports. Until then, for Alex A., my co-host Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, we will talk to y'all next week with more coverage. Recap from what's going to go down in Austin. Go Cats.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats.